Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A big winter storm making its way from the lower Midwest to the nation's capital. ABC's Victor Okendo with the latest.
Snow falling down overnight in Virginia. The D.C. metro area expecting to see anywhere from 5 to 10 inches of snow. In Missouri, near blizzard conditions making roads treacherous. Police say more than 1,000 drivers were stranded Sunday due to weather-related crashes. At least one person was killed.
For most federal workers in Washington, it'll be a work-from-home day because of the snow. Not for members of Congress, though. They will be overseeing the counting of votes from the 2024 election. Extra security in place on the fourth anniversary of the January 6th attacks, spurred by Donald Trump's refusal to accept the results in 2020. The president-elect calling a decision by Joe Biden to halt oil drilling on 650 million acres of U.S. ocean waters, disgraceful. The president, Biden, heads to New Orleans today, site of the New Year's Day truck ramming that left 14 people dead. This is ABC News. South Korean officials stepping up on the pressure of impeached President Yoon Suk-yeol. He has been in a standoff with the country's anti-corruption agency, defying demands to answer questions after he put South Korea under martial law last month. Now the government is asking police to step in and detain him. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken visiting Seoul.
We had serious concerns about some of the actions that President Yoon took. We communicated those directly to the government. At the same time, we have tremendous confidence in the resilience of South Korea's democracy.
Ukraine launching a new weekend offensive into Russia's Kursk region. Reports on the ground saying columns of tanks are rolling in. Pope Francis is wrapping up the Christmas season with a service this morning at the Vatican, urging Catholics to be more welcoming in the new year. The service marking the Epiphany when the Bible says that the three wise men visited the baby Jesus. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's another Wisconsin Needs to Know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. Tuesday, January 21st, there's going to be a youth night at the high school gym here in Park Falls at Shawamigan High School. There's going to be a JV basketball game at 5:45 p.m. and varsity beginning at 7:15 p.m. with Shawamigan versus Hurley. Boys and girls in grades 4YK through to 8th should attend this game so we can celebrate our youth who will be future basketball players in our boys and girls high school basketball programs. After the conclusion of the varsity game, all youth will receive a poster of the boys' basketball team that they will get signed by each player. All Shawamigan students in grades 4YK through to 8th get in free to the game. Once again, that's happening Tuesday, January 21st, with JV at 5:45 p.m. and varsity at 7:15. Got that common winter cold coming on? Brittany Merlot has some common mistakes that can happen when people pick up over-the-counter medicines.
Patients at times may not read the labels or know what the active ingredients are in each medication.
That's Stetson Petrikis, an Aspyrus Pharmacy resident. He said that sometimes people are taking two different products with the same ingredients in them, which doubles the dose and may increase side effects.
It is best to talk to your doctor when, say, if you have a cough, if you've been trying to treat it over the counter and it's been about a week and then the cough gets worse, let your provider know.
He says read the label and make sure it's not a combination product.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Teresa M. Nagel, age 92 of Park Falls, died on Saturday, December 28th, at her home. She is survived by her three children, Kenneth Nagel Sr., by Nancy Chiapetta, and by Vance Nagel, further survived by six grandchildren and by six great-grandchildren and by many nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. Funeral Mass to be held at St. Anthony's Catholic Church in Park Falls on Friday, January 3rd at 11 a.m., Father Sajay Pazukathara and Deacon Chet Ball will co-officiate. Visitation will be held on Friday at the church from 10 a.m. until the hour of the service. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Teresa M. Nagel, age 92 of Park Falls. Corey James Strand, age 55, was welcomed into the afterlife with open arms by his loving parents on Monday, December the 30th. Corey is survived by his siblings, Wendy Hallman, Lori Weedward, Becca Zemet, and by Scott Strand. Further survived by 13 nieces and nephews, and by 13 great-nieces and nephews. A private service will be held for Corey in his family with a celebration of life to be held in the spring. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Corey James Strand, age 55. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. The funeral notices are heard Monday through Friday at 7 and noon. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
The Packers fall to Chicago. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Nearly 78,000 fans in 15-degree temperatures watch the Chicago Bears beat the Packers 24-22 at Lambeau Field. Packers quarterback Jordan Love had to leave the game before halftime after injuring his right elbow.
I landed on it on the ground, I think. And yeah, just kind of pretty much lost all feeling in my hand and was pretty much just went numb.
Wide receiver Christian Watson carted off the field with a serious knee injury. Interim head coach Thomas Brown says the Bears were overdue to get a W.
First time we won a game in 10 games. First time we beat these cats in 11 tries. A lot to play for, and no better feeling than Cairo having a chance to come on the field. Great job by our field goal team to protect. It was perfect execution, drilled it, right, game over.
So the Packers finished the regular season 11-6. They'll face the 14-3 Eagles in Philly on Sunday at 3:30. NBA Bucks basketball tonight. The Bucks take on the Raptors in Toronto. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
A couple of sports notes from the weekend. We had quite a few games on Friday night. Boys basketball, Cameron non-conference came to Park Falls. They topped Shawamigan 69-29. It was Owen Withy beating Phillips on Friday night 68-50. You had the Prentice boys. They topped Winter 91-49. Rib Lake was a winner over Gilman 55-38. And the Tomahawk boys, they beat Faith Christian out of Wausau 75-41. Girls game from Friday night, Butternut topped Shawamigan 42-32. Complete story in that game on our website under sports at 98qcountry.com. Also, including the audio, we'll have posted later today. Phillips was a winner over Wabino Leona on the road on Friday night, 51-43. The Ashland girls, they topped Bayfield 59-26. The Ladysmith girls beat Mellon 43-33. Prentice girls get a win over Winter 62-44. And the Merrill girls, they beat Tomahawk 45-38. On Saturday, West Appear beats the Lakeland girls 43-30. And on Friday, Medford edged Team Seal in hockey by a score of 4-3. Shawamigan boys basketball in action tonight. They'll have a JV and varsity game as they'll take on Athens in Athens tonight. JV 5:45 and the varsity at 7:15. We resume our local sports coverage with action tomorrow night as we'll have the Phillips girls traveling down to Rib Lake tomorrow night. And then Friday, it's a doubleheader. Newman Catholic will be in Phillips for a boys and girls doubleheader on Friday night. All the games this week will be right here on 98Q. And that's a check of your 98Q Sports brought to you by Wolf Farms.
Did you know that you could be eating pork raised right here in the Northwoods? Bacon, chops, sausage, and even ribs born and raised just over the hill from your backyard. I'm talking about Wolf Farms in Shanna Golden. They're raising pigs the American family way. No unnecessary chemicals, just sweat, elbow grease, and love for the work. Add it all together and you've got the best meat raised in the state. They're taking orders now on all of the above, plus whole or half hogs with local delivery. How do you spell perfect pork? W-U-L-F-F-A-R-M-S. Find Wolf Farms on Facebook or call them 715-663-1243.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather.
Northern Wisconsin weather. I'm Corey Hartman. For today, partly sunny, highs near 20. North winds will keep our wind chills around 0 degrees today. For tonight, mostly cloudy, a low around 5 degrees. A few flurries for Tuesday, otherwise mostly sunny, with a high near 15. Wednesday, partly sunny, 13.
Right now, 12 degrees.
98Q Country.
For the first time, a trip to Disney. That was rough. That was rough. That is not a good place. They call it the happiest place on earth. For who? For who? Oh, look, I love the idea. I love the idea that this man created something out of his own head. He just wanted to create a nice little place where families can go and kids can let their imagination run wild and feel safe for a couple hours in this horrible world. Beautiful idea. But what he couldn't foresee when he was developing it in 1950 was the type of people it was going to attract. 2016 in the United States of America. Because they didn't make these kind of people back then. There weren't dinosaur-sized people stomping through the park with their elephant children attached to their tail. Pushing the biggest strollers I've ever seen. I had no idea John Deere made strollers. One woman had 5 kids in it. I don't know what you even call that. A pentalometer, a jumbotron, 5 pumpkin-faced kids eating cheeseburgers, and she's plowing through the crowd, knocking other families out of the way like tumbleweeds, just so she can get to the churro stand first. Then there are people there, women who have no children at all, who want to be a princess themselves. Grown women who want to be a princess. They want to dress like Cinderella, but they don't make a Cinderella dress for someone 48 years old, 6'5", 380.
98Q Country.
Yeah, my whole life sounds like the radio. You'll be trying to love her, but she'll leave your heart breaking boots. One bad habit, I hope she never breaks.
Always on at 98.3 FM and on the free Civic Media app.
I'm in a hurry to get things done, oh I rush until life's no fun. All I really gotta do is live and die, but I'm in a hurry and don't know why. Don't know why I have to drive so fast. My car has nothing to prove. It's not new, but it'll do 0 to 60 in 5.2. It's a race and there ain't no room for someone in second place.
done. I rush and rush until there's no fun. All I really gotta do is live and die, but I'm in a hurry and don't.
Country.
Ago, that was you and me. Right.
So break it to me hard if you're over my love, girl. Lay it on my heart, don't try to save me. It's someone else calling you, baby. You wanted time and you wanted your space, so I backed off, did whatever it takes. Never really thought you were that ready for moving along. Now I ain't leaving till I hear you say what's going on. It'll be what it will be, it's either him or me. To me hard if you're over my love, girl. Lay it on my heart, don't try to save me. It's someone else calling you, baby. No goodbye, it ever easy. So break it to me hard.
Luke Bryan, 98Q. Coming up at about 25 past 7, we're going to get this temperature up to about 20 today. Might feel all right. A little very, very light wind, as a lot of the other parts of the country, especially out east, are getting the big storm, but we will not see any precipitation. Maybe some later in the week, a little bit, but doesn't look like we're in for any major storm anyway in the immediate future. Well, our featured restaurant of the month is Phillips Cafe and Catering. Don Miller and his family there have been staples in the North Woods for 44 years. They'll cater your event. They'll, maybe a chicken dinner, fish fry, taco, like a Taco Tuesday going on. And again, they'll cater your event too if you got something going on. Hearty breakfast, of course, and the full menu of food to fill up your, to get you through the winter, to get you hearty, you know, get you through here. And they are, they're open Sunday, Monday, and Thursday from 5 a.m. to 2 p.m., Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, 5 a.m. to 7 p.m. They're there for breakfast, lunch, and supper. So they'll help you out there and get your day going. A North Woods staple. A Northwood staple for many, many, many years. And just a great place to get a good meal at a good value. The Miller's giving a lot back to the community, too. So if you haven't been there in a while, maybe swing on up to the Phillips or over or down to the Phillips Cafe for a little dining experience this week. Well, the NFL regular season is over. It is over. And as we look at the playoff matchups, heading into the playoff brackets this weekend, I think it's pretty safe to say that for the first time I can remember in a long time, it would not surprise me anyway if any of the seven teams that are in the NFC playoffs ended up in the Super Bowl. Not be a surprise. Vikings have had a strong year. Tampa Bay with Baker Mayfield. Washington with Mr. Nix, our quarterback, they've been looking really good lately. Philadelphia is always tough, and they're at home. Packers are still a solid team in spite of the game yesterday. They're all right. They're all right. Their lines are still good. They'll be fine. So that wouldn't surprise me. And then, of course, you got the Lions in there, too, and the LA Rams with Matthew Stafford. Never count him out, having won a Super Bowl already. So, yes, the Lions and Eagles would be the favorite because they're the 1 and 2 seed. But, again, Packers go to Philadelphia and win on Sunday. I mean, some people might be a little surprised. I would not be surprised if that happened. Vikings will be on the road at L.A. to take on the Rams, only one of two teams they've lost to this year. That wouldn't be a surprise if they won that game. And whoever ends up going to Detroit, whether it's Green Bay or whoever in the second round, that wouldn't surprise me. The Lions are banged up. I mean, the Lions played, I thought they played, their defense played really well last night, considering they have a lot of substitutes. They played playoff defense last night, and that is they roughed up the receivers at the line of scrimmage. They probably committed a lot of penalties, but the refs are not going to throw the flag every single play. They're not going to do that. They played very physical with the Viking receivers yesterday. Got a couple of penalties here and there, but nothing really, really drastic. And the Viking, this could be the worst. This could be the worst joke that the NFL, that the football gods are playing on Viking fans after 64, is it 64 years now the Vikings have been around without a Super Bowl championship. Last night, the Vikings have had a really good year, and Sam Darnold has played an amazing year considering no one was thinking he was a great quarterback, but he played tremendously all year. I mean, very close to MVP-type quality. Not MVP, but, I mean, really high quality. And then last night, it was kind of like a joke on Viking fans. It was just like, oh, this is the way he played all year. But now, here's the way. we're going to give you the Sam Darnold from the first 6 years of his career last night, where he's missing a lot of receivers, and he did in that game. And like most games come down to, most NFL games come down to a handful or less of plays. What do they snap the ball? 120, 30 times in a game, something like that, whatever it might be. It comes down to less than a handful of plays that decide the whole game. And last night's game was a 31-9 final, but the Vikings quarterback missed two wide-open guys in the end zone, and they missed a field goal. They hacked a kickoff. They gave away a lot of points. And the Packers, the same thing. I mean, the punt return thing was just bizarre. I mean, hats off to the Bears for setting that up to have a guy left and right. It was a unique punt return. And that Bear guy, he went untouched, didn't he? I mean, there was like one guy that even had a shot at him, and there was like three guys blocking him. It was a brilliant play call. I don't think you'll get away with it again, because teams will be aware of it now, or at least for a while anyway. But the Bears snapped the Packers' 11-game overall win streak over the Bears. The game ended up being meaningless. The Packers, and this is, again, this is the joke on the Bears, too. It's just a huge win for the Bears. Oh, big way snap. And where does it get you? The offseason is what it gets you. And that's that defines kind of the whole mojo around the Bears right now, is that their biggest moments are always followed by, okay, so where did it get you? The offseason. Got you the offseason. I got you. So Packers are the 7 seed. They go to Philadelphia Sunday. That's a 3:30 kick. And that'll be on Fox. So all the playoff games except for the Saturday night game will be on regular TV. CBS, Fox, NBC. The Saturday night game, Pittsburgh at Baltimore, will be on Prime Video, which means you have to have Amazon Prime. Monday night's game will be on ESPN and ABC, I believe, free TV. So there's just the one game on Saturday night, Pittsburgh and Baltimore, that you'll have to find a way to watch it if you don't have a subscription to that. They're playing all the AFC games first, 2 on Saturday, early game Sunday. And then the final 3 games will be all the NFC games. Packers at Philly, Washington at Tampa, and Minnesota at Los Angeles. If I had to, I haven't even seen the lines on these games yet, but I'm gonna make a prediction, and then I'll look at them, and we'll see how accurate I am when we come back on the other side. See, Packers at Philly. I would guess that Philadelphia probably. I'll put them at a four to five point favorite. They get 3 points for being at home. I think that game is pretty much a toss-up, but Philly gets a home field advantage. So I'm going to put Philadelphia 4.5 points. Washington at Tampa. Boy, that's a tough one. I think Tampa's going to get a couple. The home team automatically gets like a 3 point plus on the Vegas odds. So I'm going to say that Tampa Bay's going to be favored by two and a half or three. They're going to give them that home field nudge. And then Minnesota at Los Angeles. I already saw the line on this. And I don't know if it started at +3 and it swung to -3, but I saw the Vikings were a 3-point favorite at Los Angeles, which I thought was a stretch. I think that's a pick'em game, considering the Rams beat the Vikings earlier in the year. So there could be some very highly competitive game. I mean, the AFC teams are playing for the right to lose to Kansas City, right? I mean, come on. Lamar Jackson's going to get his third MVP probably for Baltimore. But can you go to Kansas City and beat him? Buffalo, can you go to Kansas City and beat him? That's the question. So, like I said, the NFC, any of the seven teams, I think any of the seven teams end up in the Super Bowl, not a big surprise to me. Because the Lions might not get past the first round. I mean, they might have the Packers coming in there. They might have the Vikings coming in there the first round. And we know the games that they've played. It's a coin toss almost when it gets to the end of those games. But the AFC, that's different. If the Chiefs aren't in the Super Bowl, we'll be shocked. And I know they haven't played great this year, but you just have a feeling that it's going to happen. Them or Buffalo, I think. That those are the two that have a shot at it, the top two seeds. Anybody else outside that in the AFC, if they were in the Super Bowl, it would be, to me, it would be a shock. It would be a shock. I hope your weekend was good. Maybe got a little ice fishing in, whatever it was. We've got 7:34 as your time, and twice an hour we get you news and sports. So let's get you updated with that right now.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A big winter storm making its way from the lower Midwest to the nation's capital. ABC's Victor Okendo with the latest.
Snow falling down overnight in Virginia. The D.C. metro area expecting to see anywhere from 5 to 10 inches of snow. In Missouri, near blizzard conditions making roads treacherous. Police say more than 1,000 drivers were stranded Sunday due to weather-related crashes. At least one person was killed.
For most federal workers in Washington, it'll be a work-from-home day because of the snow. Not for members of Congress, though. They will be overseeing the counting of votes from the 2024 election. Extra security in place on the fourth anniversary of the January 6th attacks, spurred by Donald Trump's refusal to accept the results in 2020. The president-elect calling a decision by Joe Biden to halt oil drilling and 650 million acres of U.S. ocean waters, disgraceful. The president, Biden, heads to New Orleans today, site of the New Year's Day truck ramming that left 14 people dead. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's another Wisconsin needs to know. Thursday, January 9th from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. over in Hayward, there's a writer's workshop at the Sherman and Ruth Rice Community Library. Are you a writer? Are you a published writer? Strive to be or simply love to write? Then they invite you to join them with their new creative writers group at the library for young adults and adults. This will be a great opportunity to give and receive constructive feedback on your latest project in a safe and comfy community setting. The group will be facilitated by Ross Metcalf and library staff member Sean Jensen. Group size is limited, and the library requests that you send all inquiries to haywardlibrarywritinggroup@gmail.com. Once again, that's happening Thursday, January 9th from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. at 10788 Wisconsin Highway 27 in Hayward. The Wisconsin Elections Commission has ordered an investigation into the Madison City Clerk's office after nearly 200 ballots weren't counted in the November election. Madison Bureau Chief Savannah Tomei-Olson has the story.
The day after Christmas, the clerk's office made public that 193 people's absentee ballots were not processed. According to a timeline from the mayor's office, staff from the clerk's office found the first batch of sealed absentee ballots on November 12th and the second batch on December 3rd. That timeline says the clerk's office first asked the Wisconsin Elections Commission about the issue on December 18th, notified the city attorney the next day, and told the mayor's office the day after that. That means they didn't tell any outside agencies about the problem until more than a month after the first batch of ballots was found. And that delay is part of the problem for the Wisconsin Elections Commission. Chair Ann Jacobs says rather than wait for someone to file a complaint about the uncounted ballots, they want to investigate as soon as possible.
My inclination was that this was such a serious oversight. I didn't want to wait for a complaint. I felt it was important that the commission act promptly. And I have real questions about what all happened here, and I would want to know those answers sooner rather than later. Some of it is just speed. I thought this was so egregious that it was important we move immediately.
Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway's office is starting an investigation of their own. She says she fully supports the commission's investigation and that the city will cooperate with anything the commission requests. She even said she would delay the city's investigation if that would make things easier for the commission. The mayor had previously said she was open to taking, quote, whatever corrective action is necessary, end quote. This is the first formal investigation since the Wisconsin Elections Commission was created in 2016. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
The Packers fall to Chicago. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Nearly 78,000 fans in 15-degree temperatures watched the Chicago Bears beat the Packers 24-22 at Lambeau Field. Packers quarterback Jordan Love had to leave the game before halftime after injuring his right elbow.
I landed on it on the ground, I think. And yeah, just kind of pretty much lost all feeling in my hand and was pretty much just went numb.
Wide receiver Christian Watson carted off the field with a serious knee injury. Interim head coach Thomas Brown says the Bears were overdue to get a W.
First time we won a game in 10 games. First time we beat these cats in 11 tries. A lot to play for, and no better feeling than Cairo having a chance to come on the field. Great job by our field goal team to protect. It was perfect execution, drilled it, right, game over.
So the Packers finished the regular season 11-6. They'll face the 14-3 Eagles in Philly on Sunday at 3:30. NBA, Bucks basketball tonight. The Bucks take on the Raptors in Toronto. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On the local scene action from the weekend from Friday night, the Shawamigan girls traveled up to Butternut for a very nice competitive girls basketball game. The Butternut girls got out to a 17-7 lead. Shawamigan came back to tie it at 23 at halftime, but Butternut was able to pull away for the 42-32 win. Jana Nehring led the Butternut girls with 13 points and put together a solid game, grabbing 14 boards and had 4 assists. Caitlin Bebo for Butternut finished with 10 points and 10 rebounds. Lizzie Pritzel had a nice game with 9 points, 8 rebounds, and her normal physical defensive play. Kendra Pritzel was held to 6 points, but she grabbed 16 rebounds. Maddie Ernst and Jalen Brunell each had 11 to lead the way for Shawamigan. So Butternut goes to 4-4. They have a busy week this week as they will host South Shore tomorrow. They will host Bowler on Thursday, and then they will travel to Washburn for action on Friday. Shawamigan boys basketball will be in action tonight. They'll travel to take on Athens on the local sports schedule. Other games from the weekend. Shawamigan hosted Cameron non-conference on Friday, and Cameron wins at 69-29. Owen Withy over Phillips, 68-50. It was Prentice topping Winter, 91-49. The Rib Lake boys top Gilman, 55-38. And the Tomahawk boys get a win over Faith Christian out of Wausau, 75-41. On the girls' side, we mentioned Butternut topping Shawamigan. Phillips was a winner over Wabino Leona, 51-43. The Ashland girls, they get a win over Bayfield, 59-26. Ladysmith was a winner over the Mellon girls, 43-33. Prentice topped Winter, 62-44. And the Merrill girls beat Tomahawk, 45-38. On Saturday, the West Appear girls, they topped Lakeland, 43-30. And Team Seal Hockey in Medford had a good one on Friday. Medford winning over Team Seal. The final score was 4-3.
Vroom, vroom, vroom.
Rev up your engines and save big at D&D Tire and Auto Center in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Attention, first-time customers. Enjoy exclusive discounts, $25 off any repair or maintenance of $100 or more, $50 off with a $250 expenditure, and $100 off repair $750 or more. And that's not all. Get complimentary fuel treatment with every oil change service while supplies last. Visit them on Highway 13 in Park Falls for worry-free fall color drives. D&D Tire and Auto Center, your one stop for savings and service.
This message is sponsored by WisCaregiver.com. People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? WisCaregiver.com gets you started. Choose between two great options. Become a CDCP, Certified Direct Care Professional, or a CNA, Certified Nurse Aide. Training is free. Plus, earn a $500 bonus. It's easy to start your new career. Learn more at WisCaregiver.com.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Central Heat, you know, the HVAC systems that heat your entire house. Man, those can really cost us an arm and a leg. And they lose up to 30% of their energy through the ductwork, plus more when we're heating rooms that we aren't even using. Well, one trick that can bring down your heating bill is to lower your thermostat and use energy-efficient space heaters where you really need the heat. I'm a little retro and I like radiant heaters. Those are heaters that just heat a specific area in a room. On average, running a 1500 watt space heater is going to cost you about 20 cents an hour. While running your central electric furnace, that's going to run you $1.37 an hour. So space heaters can mean real savings. However, if you use a space heater, make sure you follow the directions for their safe use. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. The next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying take good care.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northern Wisconsin weather. I'm Corey Hartman. For today, partly sunny, highs near 20. North winds will keep our wind chills around 0 degrees today. For tonight, mostly cloudy, a low around 5 degrees. A few flurries for Tuesday, otherwise mostly sunny, with a high near 15. Wednesday, partly sunny, 13.
Currently, 13 degrees.
98Q Country. Country.
Used to love this view, sit here and drink a few, Main Street in the high school, lit up on Friday night, down there it's another touchdown, man this year's team is stout, I can hear them going crazy, and up here so am I, thinking about you sitting there saying I hate this, I hate it, if you couldn't stand living here why'd you take it, take it. Hometown, this is my hometown. All the colors of my youth, the red, the green, the hope, the truth, are beating me black and blue, cause you're in every scene. My friends try to cheer me up, I get together at the Pizza Hut, I didn't have the heart to tell that was our place. These sleepy street lights on every sidewalk, side street, shed a light on everything that used to be. Give me back my hometown, cause this is my hometown, 'cause this is my hometown.
Country.
Sugarland and 98Q Country. Joel, the morning show. How you doing? Hope your Monday, hope your week is good. We have a blood drive going on. It's tomorrow, Tuesday. The Park Falls Community Blood Drive is happening at the Peace Center right on 2nd Avenue North. and that'll be from noon to 5 tomorrow. If you want to make an appointment ahead of time, call 744-3267. Walk-ins are welcome, but appointments are always nice. If you can do it, 715-744-3267. I tell you what, I should be moving out to Vegas and bunking up with DJ Rick the way I can nail some of these odds on these games. Oh, I surprised myself. Packers are 4.5-point underdog against the Eagles, which, what did I say? 4.5, I believe is what I said. Washington, Tampa, I think I put that at a couple of points, ended up 3, as Washington is, actually the Buccaneers are favored at home. They get 3 points for being at home, so it's a toss-up. And the Viking game at the LA Rams, the Vikings are a 2-point favorite in that game. So a bunch of toss-ups. Anything goes. We could play the first round and have the 1, 5, 6, and 7 seeds remaining, and no one would be surprised at any of that. So it's a free-for-all. It's a wild, wild west in the NFC as far as who is going to make the playoffs. I am not convinced. If you had to pin me down right now and say, Joel, who do you think's going to the Super Bowl from the NFC? I don't think I could give you a team. I don't think I'm going to pick that team, but I'm going to say this. I don't think it's going to be the Lions. I think those injuries from the Lions are not good. If Sam Darnold, if his GPS and radar were functioning at all last night, the Vikings probably win that game. I think the Lions' defense is still a problem for them, and I think it's going to get them. It could be the Packers, it could be the Vikings, could be the Eagles in the NFC Championship game, whatever it might be. I don't see it. I don't see the Lions. And Jared Goff did not have a good game last night. I mean, he made some throws, yes. Yes, he only had 6 incompletions. 2 of those were picks. Should have been 3. Should have been, well, could have very easily been a grounding in the end zone. He came close to trying to give that game away. The Viking defense played pretty good too. So, like I said earlier, all 7 teams in the NFC, any of them, Super Bowl, not a surprise. AFC, Bills, Chiefs, that's pretty much going to do it. Price County Senior Dining is available. If you have any questions, give them a call at 339-2158. Tomorrow they got a little broccoli chicken with a baked potato and sour cream and diced beets and fruited jello. Locations are in Phillips, Ogama, Cannon, Brentwood, and Park Falls. Price County Senior Dining. Call them at 339-2158 if you have any questions. Today, by the way, is Bean Day. If you love your beans, whatever it may be, are you a green bean person? Are you a brown bean? Are you a lima bean? Are you a juju? Is there a juju bean? Whatever bean. I don't know. I'm all right. I guess in summertime, brown beans with a little potato salad and a good broth, that's good. I don't go seeking out the beans. If they find me, I think chili has a lot of beans in it, maybe too much. So today is Bean Day, and it is also Cuddle Day today, too. I'm not sure who decided to combine Bean Day and Cuddle Day. But I mean, Dutch ovens are warm, right? They're warm. Yeah, sure. Sure.
Check it out.
At the bonfire.
Bonfire.
The parking lot.
Parking lot party.
Or anywhere in between.
Best station ever.
Hey, thanks for cranking the country.
98Q Country.
TV today. Bad news, it can just stay away. If you ain't got anything good to say, then shut your mouth. I got my windows down and my blinders on. Radio set to my favorite song. All green lights on the road I'm on, man, there ain't no doubt. I'm getting them good vibes. I'm living this good life. I'm breathing on God's time. And I ain't gonna waste one breath. Goodbye.
a good smile. I kiss a good morning, I kiss a good night. We keep it on the up, that's how we get down. So don't be coming around unless you got them good vibes. I'm living this good life. I'm breathing on God's time, and I ain't gonna waste one breath. I'm soaking it all.
See you.